Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
West. And it's one of the highlights of every week here on Money Life when Tom Lydon comes in and talks about his ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the president of Global Trends Asset Management. And if you want more information, well, you can go to ETFtrends.com. You can follow him on Twitter at ETFtrends or Tom's personal Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Alps Sector Dividend Dogs ETF, ticker symbol SDOG.
SDOG, the Alps Sector Dividend Dogs ETF.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Why is this dog welcoming us into the ETF of the week?
Well, Chuck, you and I in the last few weeks have talked a lot about the S&P 500 and the fact that it's really been tough to beat it so far this year. But here's an ETF that not only has beaten the S&P 500 year to date, has a dividend yield that's almost 4%. So with that in mind, what the structure of this ETF does is it goes out and finds those value-related stocks that have consistently high dividend yields. And as corporations continue to do well, continue to have good fundamentals, who are sitting on a bunch of cash and pay them out consistently to shareholders, this is a very attractive ETF for investors today. Again, deemed not as aggressive because it really crosses all types of sectors from a diversification standpoint, but to say that it's not only got that higher yield, but also has beaten the S&P 500 year-to-date, it's worth noting.
You said it's not as aggressive, but when we are talking dividend dogs, what people should know is that dogs means that you are really talking about the beaten-down stuff where the yield has gone high. So we're not talking about this. We're not talking about small dogs. We're talking about big barking dogs. So how much equity risk comes along with these nice dividends?
Well, it's true, but as you point out, maybe they have been beaten down, or the other thing is, from a valuation standpoint, they're in better shape because other, maybe more aggressive or growth-oriented stocks have gone up. So those that are really concentrating on a value versus growth portfolio, here's a situation where there's a little bit more value, and then there's also a higher dividend play. So for long-term investors who may be Warren Buffett-type investors who are looking for good long-term consistency in not only performance, but also in returns and dividends, this is what this ETF is stacked with.
This is based on the Dogs of the Dow theory, but it's not a Dogs of the Dow fund, as you've pointed out, because it's crossing sectors. That said, how has this performed? And you talked about it, but this hasn't been around for a long time. So is a lot of the, hey, it's done better than the S&P really about backtesting?
No. Year to date it has. And again, I'm glad because anytime we talk performance, we have to be clear. This ETF was launched in July of last year. So it's not even a year old yet. However, if you were to look at its constituents, if you look at the underlying stocks that are in there, just to give you an idea, some of the top five companies like Best Buy, that's had its ups and downs, mm-hmm. for sure, right? Seagate Technologies, Northrop Grumman, Avon Products, and Healthcare REIT. So you've got a, right in the top five, kind of a neat combination of different stocks with a variety of different sectors, and all of them coming within their own stories, but sure enough, qualify for the traditional Dogs of the Dow type of allocation.
This fund has somewhere close to about $250 million in it, which is important because I just heard you say that it's a fairly new fund. And they've heard me say on this show all the time, I don't really believe you should buy ETFs that have less than $50 million to $100 million in them just because so many of them wind up closing.
Yes, and that's right, too. And the other thing is, which is important, is the underlying liquidity of the constituents within that ETF. So in some instances, especially when you have a smaller ETF, which under $50 million in size, that happens to represent maybe a single country or a specific sector where they're having to go downstream to get some market cap stocks that maybe aren't as liquid, that sends out a warning flag for sure.
And yeah. I was going to say, I also like the fact that this fund sort of does it by equal weighting, and we've talked a lot about equal weighting in the past on this segment.
That's it, and that's for sure. So I think it hits a certain criteria where not only, yeah, it's been around for about a year, that's great, it's got a certain methodology, which is good too, but also it surely is a large cap related ETF, and the underlying constituents are very, very liquid and traded every day.
If somebody's going to wind up committing to this, and again, it's the Alps Sector Dividend Dogs ETF, where does it fit into the portfolio?
So there's kind of a cross section here. As we talk about dividends today, the idea is people who are looking for yield in a low interest rate environment now aren't just looking in the fixed income space. They're looking in the equities arena as well. So for the first time in a while, Chuck, I'm not going to come back to you with a specific allocation because as people are trying to balance out not only fixed income versus equities in their portfolio, but they're also now in a situation where they can balance out dividends or yields. This is something to consider. So for some people, it may be deemed somewhat aggressive to take some of your fixed income allocation and put it in an ETF like this. However, from a long-term perspective, you're getting paid a much greater yield for waiting around for 5 or 10 years for more advanced movement on the equity side.
There you have it. Something that can goose the yield on the large cap portion of your portfolio. It's the ETF of the week, the Alps Sector Dividend Dogs ETF, SDOG.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
That's right. Go get the dogs in this case. Tom Lydon, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on today's show. Remember, if you want more information on Tom Lydon and ETF Trends, it's ETFTrends.com, at ETF Trends on Twitter, at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Up next on Money Life, it is the Money Life Market Call. Stick around. There's a lot more to go on today's show.